Before that, you heard Carrie Underwood's latest Cry Pretty, which, by the way, she performed that last night on Idol. Did you see any Idol last night?
I did not.
I watched it just for that reason. And, of course, Ryan Seacrest, duh. But anyway, she performed that last evening.
How'd she do?
Nailed it. Yes, couldn't stop looking at her legs. I'm just being honest. Hey, I'm just an honest guy.
She does have some killer legs.
You know she has an insurance policy?
No.
I don't swear to God.
Really?
Wouldn't you? What if something were to happen, like a tragic accident, where...
What are they going to do, bring her old leg back? I don't get it.
She just has an insurance policy.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have insurance policies on weird things.
Like body parts?
Yes, they do.
Oh, listen.
I'm sure Cindy Crawford's mole is probably...
Oh, well...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example, there's this player for the Pittsburgh Steelers a few years ago. He retired now. Troy Polamalu. Ring a bell?
Hair.
He had his hair, insured. Little insurance policy on his hair. So there's a lot of different things.
People are weird.
I actually have one on my voice, so if... if anything happens to go wrong, I am covered.
Oh,
if anybody happens to throat punch me or anything else, my kids will be taken care of. So have no fear. Anyway, did we do headlines yet?
No.
Well, why don't we do that? Let's do that right now.
The Claymont School District recently purchased Mustang, a facility dog, which will visit with students and faculty. A communications class decided to make a class project to research ways to reduce school stress and to improve the overall atmosphere. The purchase and training of Mustang was $3,000, which was provided by community individuals. Mustang is different from a service dog since he will be at the school to bring smiles and not to help someone with a disability. Senator Rob Portman addressed the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security about the lack of protection children or unaccompanied minors have when crossing the border. He focused on two issues, the first being human decency and the duty to ensure unaccompanied children are not abused. The second related to the rule of law and how the immigration system needs to be fixed. For more information on these headlines and more, visit us at WTUC.com.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hey, I was looking over here. I mean, sometimes I have the TV on just for it to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anything breaking happens and I'm busy in here, I mean, I'd like to know, right?
Breaking on SportsCenter?
Or anything worldwide. Thanks for putting me on blast. Now turn your mic off. But no, anyway.
I like SportsCenter, so it's okay.
They were showing baseball highlights, and I said to myself, why was every team wearing pink yesterday? And I was like, oh yeah, it was Mother's Day, of course. Duh. Hope everybody had a fantastic Mother's Day yesterday. By the way, that Cavs debacle, people were kind of freaking out as to, because it was a blowout,
right?
It wasn't even a close game at all.
Oh, no.
Listen, Friday during Big Z Sports, I know you all were listening. I said Cavs in six games, and
that
doesn't change at all.
Bold.
Cavs in six games. I'm not concerned, and neither is the King. If he's not concerned, you shouldn't be concerned. Listen to him. This was post-game press conference yesterday.
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that again, LeBron?
I have zero level of concern at this stage.
Not worried at all.
LeBron,
okay. Neither should anybody else, okay? Stop freaking out.
Now, didn't they...
We'll all be fine.
The Celtics won yesterday without Kyrie.
They've been doing this for a while, though. That doesn't matter.
I know, but
I don't care
how he thought that he was going to carry that team.
Right. I understand.
Please.
Can't even carry his own body because his knee's been... is hurting. Kyrie Irving. Anywho. Hey, what's that dog story? The Mustang, the new dog at Claymont?
Yeah, Claymont. So they have...
just to, like, raise the hopes and spirits of people?
Spirits, yeah. Just to boost,
that's kinda cool.
Boost morale. I mean, if you think about it, dogs do make you happy.
They do. You know, I mean, folks who are, like, in the hospital, like cancer wards and stuff, they'll bring dogs in and...
I know.
Let them snuggle and give you kisses. Doesn't matter where that tongue's been. You take that doggy kiss, and you will like it. But yeah, that's very nice. And listen, kids are going to watch after this dog?
Yeah, well, the dog will stay under the caretaker of an adult.
Right.
But the students...
Class project. Timmy, you get to take the dog home with you this weekend. Don't give it any peanuts or potato chips.
Right.
But no, that's great. I wonder who... at school, you know, if kids are watching it, taking care of it, who's going to clean up after this dog? That's all I want to know.
That could be like your detention.
What? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of like a half-hour detention after school, like, you have to clean up dog duty.
Go clean up after a Mustang.
Yeah.
What have you been feeding this dog?
I do hate doing that, though. I have three dogs. I loathe going outside and cleaning up.
I was
going
to say, don't you... I thought you had like six dogs, to be honest with you.
No, three.
But half of that. But then don't you have cats on top of that?
One cat.
So four animals.
Four animals. It's a lot.
Roaming around. You should charge admission. Can I bring my kids to the petting zoo? Can I bring them? Are they allowed to feed your animals?
Sure.
All right. Very nice. Will they bite?
No, they don't bite.
Very
nice. My cat, she's about 17, so she doesn't really...
Jesus, that cat needs to go.
She's on her last leg.
Tell me about it. Put it out of its misery, will you?
No, she's so cute, my
poor
little
cat,
Emmy.
17. Hey, dogs, we all know, do crazy things, right?
Mm-hmm.
They even shoot their owners a time or two.
What?
Yes, dog shoots man is the headline in Fort Dodge, Iowa. Richard Remy said he was playing with his dog, Baloo, which is a cool name, B-A-L-E-W. He's playing with his dog on the couch, and apparently Richard went to get up, push the dog off. Not push the dog off, but said, hey, move, pup. And when the dog jumped back up, well, Richard had his gun in his holster right there on his belt. Apparently, that dog somehow made that trigger.
Oh, gosh. Is
go
okay?
Off, and
are
Richard...
all individuals okay?
Everyone's all right. Okay. Richard got shot in the leg, had to go treat himself at the hospital.
Story.
Crazy story, right? Telling everybody, yeah, my dog shot me. My dog got me. What happened? That's a cool gunshot wound, man. Tell me what happened. Well, long story, my dog got me.
Oh, my God.
Long story short.
Do you have dogs?
I do, yeah.
You do, okay.
Two dogs.
Oh.
Yeah. So I know everything you're talking about going out back and picking up dog excrement and throwing it over the fence into the neighbor's yard. I'm just kidding. I don't. Totally kidding.
No.
I have special gloves to do all that.
Gloves? Just use a plastic bag or scooper.
No, here's the deal.
We have like a retractable thing.
What do you use?
Well, we have two. Well, my husband does it more than I'm going to be honest.
Right. Okay, what does Chadley use?
He uses either a plastic bag or we bought this. It's so extra. We definitely didn't need it.
Okay.
It's a device. It has a long stick and it has like a shovel at the end and you open it up.
It's exactly like what you just called it. It's a
pooper scooper.
Scooper.
Right. We have one of those too, but
okay, here's the most
the bag.
Here's the most efficient way.
Oh,
okay.
Jesus.
Now, when I lived in Texas, to be honest with you, it was so hot all the time and it never rained that out back when the dogs would do that, it would dry up so fast and eventually it would just crumble. Like
really?
When I'd be out there mowing grass, if I accidentally stepped on some, oops, it would literally just crumble like dirt. That's how hot and dry it would get.
Wow.
But
that's
crazy. But we all know here, second time I'm using this word, it's a little more moist in the state of Ohio. In the state of Ohio.
Word.
The best way to pick up that crap outside, literally, I just have a pair of gloves that I always use, and I just hide them in the garage. I said, babe, don't you ever touch them gloves for anything. Those gloves are off limits. But that's easier just to pick it up that way, and I have a plastic bag.
Oh,
I have a plastic bag in the other hand, and all gloved up. All gloved up like Michael Jackson. Now, I double bag it.
That makes me want to throw up
It's double layered for my protection.
The glove?
The glove. I have two there's two gloves.
No, just put your hand
inside
of a plastic bag.
I've done that, but then you know how many bags you go through?
It's fine.
No.
Wait a minute. You reuse the bag?
No. If you do the bag method, you can only get like one or two turds at a time. You can't get multiple turds.
How big are your dog's turds? Why are we having this conversation?
You're the one who brought it up, Michelle. You're the one who brought it up. You all right?
Yeah.
Listen, if that pooper scooper works, I'll go, I'm all for it.
It does work.
I throw a couple gloves on and I go, I do it the old-fashioned way. That way I can examine it like it's an owl pellet, see what my dogs are into.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. My kids will throw their chicken nuggets on the floor and my dogs will get them and be like, oh, Cody's been eating chicken nuggets again. I can see that. Playing his day.
You're disgusting.
Anyway, we'll get off this topic. Babbling Brook is right around the corner. 99.9 WTUZ. Babbling Brook is here.
Good morning.
How was Mother's Day for you, Brooke?
It was nice.
Your first Mother's Day as a double mother.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, it was nice.
All right. Hope the kids and Kyle and everybody made it lovely.
Yeah.
Then in turn, I hope you made it lovely for your mother.
Oh, my mom she's not in town.
Where is your mom?
She's with my sister.
And are they on vacation or something or what?
Well, no. My sister lives in North Carolina, so she went to visit her.
Gotcha.
So my sister got to spend Mother's Day with her, which is nice because that doesn't happen.
Your mom's always up here and you see her all the time.
I do. So we spent it with Kyle's mom.
Very nice.
Yeah. So at least I had a mom with me.
It was Michelle Spring's very first Mother's Day.
It was.
So that's always special and memorable.
Yes, it is.
So.
Yeah. So Kyle was nice. He did a lot for me yesterday, so I didn't have to do things.
As he should.
Yeah. Yeah, that was nice.
Very cool. Well, you have Z News for us.
I do.
At this point in time.
Okay.
Take it away, my dear.
All right. In this day in history, back in 1804, 1 year after the United States doubled its territory with the Louisiana Purchase, the Lewis and Clark Expedition leaves St. Louis, Missouri on a mission to explore the Northwest from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean.
That's right. Learned all about that back in like the sixth grade or something.
Yes.
Right. Thanks for refreshing my memory.
Then moving up to 1900, the Olympic Games opened in Paris as part of the 1900 World's Fair. And then in 1998, the last episode of Seinfeld aired on NBC.
And people were mad about how that show ended.
Yeah, right. Because they all ended up in jail or something, didn't they?
Brooke, you just spoiled it for everybody.
Come on now. I think everybody's watched it.
20 years later. Sorry, guys, for that Seinfeld spoiler from Brooke.
And I didn't even watch the episode, I didn't keep up with that very much.
Yeah.
But I remember that part.
People were going to be mad anyway just because it ended.
Right.
I mean, you can't make everyone happy. I've learned that. But go ahead.
Yeah. All right. And then holidays for today, it's Dance Like a Chicken Day. So wouldn't that be funny if you just saw somebody just kind of dancing around?
You know what? You should do that today. One, because you're wearing a dress. And two, you have the skinniest legs I think I've ever seen in my life.
I got chicken legs.
You do have chicken legs.
All right. Maybe I will.
All right.
It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Buttermilk Biscuit Chicken Day.
Accounting Day and the Stars and Stripes Forever Day.
All right.
Yeah. On TV this evening, Dancing with the Stars will be on at 8. The Voice, of course, is also on at 8. Big Bang Theory is on at 8 and 8:30. And then Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Golden State Warriors will be at Houston. Are they supposed to win it again?
Who, Golden State?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't matter who we play in the next round, you know?
Zero level of concern at this stage.
Zero level of concern of who we play in the next round. Zero.
All right. Well, and then the Royal Wedding Watch is on at 10.
Yeah, some special is on tonight about
Season 1.
Harry and Meghan.
Yes. When is that? Anyways, in a couple weeks? The wedding?
Is it Saturday?
It May? I don't know.
I don't know if it's this Saturday or next Saturday.
Okay, I was going to say, I think it's pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then another news, Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson, they'll be returning to The Voice for season 15.
Which is funny because they're both from...
Winners.
American Idol.
American Idol.
I don't think Jennifer Hudson won.
Oh, she didn't?
I don't think she won. Kelly Clarkson
She was close, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was like top three.
Okay.
But everything worked out okay for her.
Exactly.
She's
doing just fine. And then Chrissy Teigen tweeted about her husband, John Legend. This is funny. She says, I don't even need human John anymore. And she's talking about he's going to be one of the voices on Google Assistant.
I've heard this. There's a couple other celebrities who've done it, but they want to use like real people for those voices on there.
Yeah.
So they
sense.
Don't sound so robotic and everything.
Well, that's, yeah. And the other six voices were created with the help of artificial intelligence, I guess. They've been made to sound more like natural human voices.
So hold on. John Legend, R&B artist, went through and had to record all these different sayings and...
I guess.
I mean, think how long that would take.
Yeah, that would...
And then he speaks right back to you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Could you ask him to sing to Google, will you sing to me, please? And then it's John Legend.
Yeah, well, they probably will do something like that. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be later this year.
I don't have one of those in-home assistants.
I don't either. No.
I think Joe Geckler said he has an Alexa.
Yeah, I know people who have Alexas, and I know people who have, what, just Google. I don't know what they're called. Just say, hey, Google.
It's like Google Home, I think.
Okay.
But
yeah. No, anyway. We don't have one either.
Babbling Brooke taking us home in this 8 o'clock hour. Brooke, yes. Dance like a chicken.
Okay, I will as soon as I walk
out
of here.
And I'll go Facebook Live so everybody can see.